Okay, good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Bamidbar, the beginning of what we call Sefer Pekudim, Numbers. This time they got it right. The English translation is not necessarily the correct translation for the Sefer of Chumash, but Pekudim is Numbers, Minyan, the Minyan of Bnei Yisrael. And it's also Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Sivan, the month of Matan Torah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, the Tur also quoting the Siddur of Rav Amram, quoted in the Hagoyis Maimonides, that Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, is always read before Shavuos. And the Shulchan Aruch makes it as a simon to remember Menu Ve'itzru. Count the Itzru from the word Atzeres. After counting comes Atzeres. After counting, after Bamidbar comes Shavuos. Bamidbar is always before Shavuos. And the Mefarshim explain it based on the Gemara and Megillah, just like before Rosh Hashanah, there's a Shabbos that's a hefsek between the klolois of Parshas Kisavai. We shouldn't go straight from Teichocha to Yom HaDin. So there's Parshas Nitzavim that separates between Kisavai and Rosh Hashanah. Tichla shana uklaloiseha, tochel shana ubirchaiseha, we get rid of the klalois. So too, before Shavuos. Shavuos, the Gemara says, is the Rosh Hashanah l'peiros ha'ilon, ba'atzeres al peiros ha'ilon. There's a hefsik, a break between the Teichocha of last week of the Chukaisai with Parshas Bamidbar. This year, even too, we have Parshas Nasai is also before Shavuos in a leap year, two Parshas before Shavuos. But Bamidbar is the Shabbos, the parasha that is chosen as the hefsik, the break, to be mafsik between the klolois of Bechukaisai and Shavuos. The question is, why dafka this parasha? And from the Lashon of Chazal, it's mashma, it seems that it's the counting, the minyan, se'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael, this whole Sefer of Chumash, which is called Sefer Pekudim, that's the hefsik, that breaks, that separates us from the klolois of Teiras Kaihanim. And the question is, what does that have to do with this Hafsaka here? Why was this parasha chosen to be the Hafsaka? And the minion is the Hafsaka between the klolois and Shavuos. Another question, why is Shavuos referred to as Atzeres? Menu Ve'itzru. Atzeres is not what the Torah calls this Yom Tov. The Torah calls the Yom Tov Shavuos, the Torah calls the Yom Tov Chag HaKotzir, the Torah refers to this Yom Tov as Yom HaBikurim, yet Chazal referred to it as Atzeres. In fact, Unkelus, on the words, Uv'yom HaBikurim, B'hakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, B'shavu Oiseichem, Unkelus translates it, B'atzroseichem. He translates Shavuos as Atzeres. We know Shavuos does not mean Atzeres. Shavuos means weeks. Atzeres, if anything, Atzeres means to hold back. As Rashi says concerning Shmini Atzeres and Shvi Shal Pesach, that are also called Atzeres, Atzurim min hamalacha, to refrain from work. Atei Otzar hamageifa, ki Otzar, Otzar Hashem, ba'ad kol rechem. We find throughout Tanakh the word Ayin Sadi Reish, Otzar, means to refrain, to hold back, to withhold. Why is Shavuos called Atzeres? And the fact that the words used here, the remez used here, to tell us that we read Bamidbar to be mafsik between Bechukaisai and Shavuos is Menu Ve'itzru, tells us that there's a connection between the fact that we're reading this parasha here before Shavuos to the fact that Shavuos is referred to as Atzeres. What is that? The Medrash, Yalkut Shemayni quotes this Medrash at the beginning of this week's parasha, that the Goyim were jealous when they heard that the Torah was going to be given to Klal Yisrael, and they came to Hashem, whatever that means exactly, that's what it says, and they said to Hashem, why don't you give us the Torah as well? There are various Midrashim that say this, but this Medrash talks about a specific answer that Hashem gave that we don't find anywhere else. And the answer that Hashem gave to the Umayis HaOlam was, bring me your Sefer Yichusim, bring me your genealogy research. Where's your Yichus brief? Where's the proof of whom you come. You have yichus. Like we find here, that when Klal Yisrael are counted, the pasuk says, Ve'eis kol ha'eda hikilu be'echad l'chodesh ha'sheni, v'yisyaldu al mishpachosam l'veis ha'voisam. So Rashi says, Heviyu sifrei yichuseihem. They brought their sifrei yichus, their family trees. Ve'edei cheskas leidosam, kol echad ve'echad l'hisyachis al ha'shevet. Proof that they belong to the particular shevet that they say they belong to. And Klal Yisrael were pure all the way back, all the shvatim from Reuven to Binyamin, as enumerated in this parasha and later on in parashas Pinchas, where Rashi tells us that Hashem himself testifies, Shiftei ka edus li Yisrael. That's why by every mishpacha in parashas Pinchas it says, with a hey yud hachanochi haruveini yud kei, that Hashem himself testifies that they're truly descendants of the shvatim, pure mishpachas. There was no intermarriage. They lived b'kedusha, even in Mitzrayim. So they were told to bring their sifrei yichus here in the parasha. And when Hashem tells the goyim to bring their sifrei yichus, as the Medrash quotes the pasuk shenema, havu l'Hashem mishpachos goyim, they weren't able to. So Hashem said, therefore you can't receive the Torah. And the Medrash ends off, the Torah is only given to miyuchasim. As Klal Yisrael are counted here, and on the Siaches here, way back to the Shvatim, to the Avos HaKadoshim, so they would deserve the Torah. And then the Medrash ends off with the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Gan No'ul Achoisi Kala, Gal No'ul Mayon Chosum, which that Pasuk refers to the Tznius of the Benois Yisrael in Mitzrayim, which kept them away from the Mitzrayim. There was no intermarriage, besides that one story of Shloimeh's Bas Divri. They remained separated. They were prushim from Arayis and the Schus of Yosef HaTzadik. And in that Schus, they were Zoicha later on to receive the Torah. So from this Medrash, it seems that Yichus is important in order to be able to be Mekabel of the Torah. Which L'cha'ira, that's a stira to the last Mishnah in Hayrius, Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koydam L'Chayin Gadlam Ha'oretz Shenema Yekorohi Mepninim Mikayin Gadlam Nichnas L'Fnai V'Lefnim. Yichus, since when does Yichus matter when it comes to Torah? Haskein Es Asmach Alumay Torah She'enu Yerushalach, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Torah is not a Yerusha, Torah has nothing to do with family. And not only that, but we know one of the reasons the Torah was given in the Midbar, and we always read this parasha Bamidbar before Shavuos, is because the Torah is like a midbar. It's hefker, it's ownerless. There's no one family or one group that can monopolize, can say that we're the ones who learn. Even Shevet Levi, even the holiest of the holy, they don't have any monopoly over the Torah. The Torah is a Yerusha for every single Jew. Marosha Kehilas Yaakov. So why does the Medrash stress over here that Yichus is important? Which, although this Medrash would explain the connection between this parasha and Shavuos, the fact that Yichus is important, and it was important for them to be Miyaches, Sifrei Yichuseihem, before Matan Torah, there's a deeper meaning to this. The name of this parasha is Bamidbar. What does Bamidbar have to do with the giving of the Torah, and why was the Torah given in a Midbar? Of all places, why was the Torah given in a desert? We also know that every parasha has a number of psukim. The number of psukim in parashas Bamidbar is 159. And the simen is the word Chilkiyahu, Chelek Hashem, Chilkiyahu. The word Chilkiyahu is begematria 159. That's how many psukim there are in parashas Bamidbar. What does Chilkiyahu have to do with Bamidbar? Tonight, we have in mind not to be Yotzei, begins the sixth week of Sfira. The sixth week is the Sfira of Yesoid, the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik. There are seven spheres, some we discussed in the previous weeks, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid. Tonight completes the fifth week of Sphira, the week of Pesach Sheni, the week of Lag BaOmer. In fact, this is still the week of Lag BaOmer. This is the Shabbos after Lag BaOmer, the great Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer, which extends until after Shabbos. As we know, every Yom Tov extends until after Shabbos. Tonight, though, begins the Sphira of Yesoid. And why is it called Yesoid? Yesoid means foundation. This is the foundation of Klal Yisrael. The Kedusha of Yesoid, the Kedushas HaBris, that is what the entire Klal Yisrael is based on the Kedusha of Yisoid, and that's why it was necessary that Yosef HaTzadik go down to Mitzrayim before Klal Yisrael came down, and by passing the test with Eishes Potiphar, by him separating, by him not giving in to her advances, that enabled Klal Yisrael throughout the duration of Golos Mitzrayim to remain B'Kedusha, which is why they have a Yichus. The Yichus says that they were Nizhar and Shmiras HaYisoid. The Yichus says that they're truly Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, and Bnei HaShvatim, although the Goyim, as Rashi brings in Parshas Pinchas, which is the second Parsha that talks about the counting of Bnei Yisrael in this Sefer of Chumash, that, which is one of the reasons why it's called Sefer HaPekudim, there Rashi tells us that the Umayis HaOilam HaYim Vazim, the nations would humiliate the Jewish people and say, if the Egyptians were Shailet over the bodies of the Jews, certainly they had Shlita over the wives, what makes you think that you're truly descendants of the Shvatim, as Rashi brings in Parshas Pinchas. And therefore says Rashi, Hitel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shmai Aleihem, Hei Mitzad Zeh V'Yud Mitzad Zeh, as we mentioned before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifies that Klal Yisrael are pure. And they did not mingle. There was no intermarriage. They were Nizr and Kedushas HaYisoid, which is the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik. And this Midah is a prerequisite to Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a sefer called Tiferes Shloimeh. Tiferes Shloimeh was written by the Radomska, from the greatest Hasidic masters, and he writes there on the pasuk, "Veloikim pokoid yifkoid eschem, or pokoid yifkoid eloikim eschem, ve'alisem es atzmoisai mizeh." Yosef said, "Hashem is going to remember you, and you should take my bones out from here." Literal meaning of the pasuk. Says the Tiferes Shloimeh, Pokoid Yifkoid Elokim Eschem, Hashem is going to command you, Hashem is going to give you a Torah. He says, Pokoid, from the words, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. The mitzvahs are called the Pikudei Hashem. Pikud Miloshen Pekoid Miloshen Sivui. Hashem is going to command you, He's going to give you the Torah. Therefore, V'alisem Es Hatzmoisai Mizeh. You must take up, you must bring out from Mitzrayim, the atzmius of Yosef HaTzadik, the essence of Yosef, in order to receive the Torah, in order for Pakoid, Yifkoid Elokim Eschem, you must emulate my Midah, says Yosef, to the Shvatim, to Klal Yisrael, that you have to be Nizar and Kedushas HaYisoid in order to receive the Torah. That's the prerequisite. And that's why we find in Parshas Yisroi, which we read Shavuos morning, the Kidashtam Hayoim Umachar, it was necessary to separate for 3 days. There was a Prisha, Al Tikshu Elisha, everyone had to go to the mikveh, men and the women, everyone had to go. There had to be Kedusha, the Kedusha of Yisoid before Matan Torah. In fact, the whole idea of Sfiras HaOmer, besides the many, many Ramazim, and besides that which Sfiras HaOmer comes to include, including that which we say in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Taher, Es Nafshoseinu Mikol Sigul Figam, the Tahareinu, the Kadoshenu, B'Kedushascha HaElyona, Tikkun HaMidah, Is Pirkei Avos, all these things are true, but the Iker of Sfiras HaOmer is the Kedusha, and specifically the Kedusha of Yisoid. Omer is Begematria, Kufrej Yud, Omer is Begamatria Keri, because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the days of Sfira are days to be Mesakeh in the Kedusha of Yisrael, just like Shoivavim. Shoivavim we know is the Hakdama to Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Mishpatim. Shoivavim starts with Shemois and ends with Yisrael and Mishpatim, which is Matan Torah, because the weeks of Shoivavim, which in those weeks were Mesakeh Dizin Yonim, are the introduction to Yisrael Mishpatim, which is Matan Torah, so too, during the actual weeks of Sfira, which are the weeks that we prepare for Matan Torah, for that which we leaned during the weeks of Shoivavim, now we're preparing for the actual Yom Tov of Shavuos, Omer, the Sfira of Omer is also in that Kavana. The Kavana of Omer is the same as that of Shoivavim. Omer is Begematria Shoivav, which is equal to carry. That's what we're supposed to work on. We're supposed to elevate ourselves and sanctify ourselves in the Kedusha of Yisoid during these weeks, especially starting tonight, which is the sixth week, the sixth week of the Omer, which is the week of Yesod, the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, this intensifies during this week. Rashi brings down in Kedusha, and Rashi says that those who travel in the desert have Yiras Shamayim. Rashi brings over here on the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Hagamolin Ruban Kesheirin. The Mishnah says over here that camel riders, most of them are Kesheirin. Most of them are Tzadikim. So Rashi says, why? Sheparshin Limidboros. Because they go to the desert, which is a place where there are wild animals and armed bandits. V'yureyim Lenafshon. They're afraid for their lives there. U'meshabrim Libam Lamokim. So they break their hearts to Hashem. They turn to Hashem because they're scared. It brings them to Yiras Shamayim. That's what Rashi says over here on the Mishnah and Kedushin, the last Mishnah and Kedushin. Midbar, therefore, Midbar Sinai, Midbar is Yira, Midbar is Yira, Midbar is Hachna'a V'anova. We know that a Midbar is Hefker. The Gemara says on the Pasuk, Umi Midbar Matana, that only someone who considers himself like a Midbar deserves the gift of the Torah. Misha Mesem Atzmai Hefker Kamidbar, so Midbar is a prerequisite. The concept of Midbar means anivus, humility, which humility, as the Ramban says in his famous Igeres, leads to Yira, leads to fear, based on the Pasuk, Ekev Anova, Yiras Hashem. So Midbar denotes fear. As we mentioned the Rashi before, Midbar is humility. Without fear and humility, it's impossible for one to be Nizar in Kedushas Yesod. Because a person is born without fear. A person is born arrogant, as mentioned many times. A person is born like an animal. An animal is only interested in enjoying himself. The animal is only interested in himself. An animal doesn't know what bittul is. An animal doesn't know what fear is, at least not fear from Hashem. And during the days of Sfira, we transform ourselves from animals to people. That's as mentioned, we bring the Oymer. The Oymer is from barley, which barley is animal food. We start off as animals, and then the Shtei HaLechem are from wheat, which wheat is food for people, because at that time when Shavuos arrives, hopefully we are considered an Adam, we're considered human, we're no longer animals. The difference between a person and an animal, we say every day in davening, Umaysar HaAdam Min HaBehema is Oyin. So the Svarim say what that means is that the advantage, what a person has over an animal, is the ability to say no. U'maysar ha'odam min ha'behema is oyin. An animal gives in to all its desires. An animal doesn't understand the concept of refraining, of holding back. But a person has the ability to say no. A person can control himself. That's what a person is. A person is not an animal. A person has to control himself. A person has to work on his midos and channel his taivas in the right direction and refrain when he has to refrain, which in order to be able to do that, a person has to work on the midas that we work on during these weeks, as we see in Pirkei Avos, particularly Anova and Yira, that enable us to hold back, which that's what Atzeres means. Atzeres means to hold back. On Shavuos, we reach the Madrega of Adam. We're no longer animals. We can say no. We're able to control ourselves. We've reached this madrega of ayin, of atzeres, which is the hepech of tzara'as. Tzara'as comes from people who cannot control themselves, and they talk when they shouldn't, or do the things they shouldn't, and then from that there's tzara'as. But shavuos is called atzeres, which atzeres means to hold back, the ability to be able to refrain. We find on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the pasuk says, and this week is Shabbos Mevarchim, Chodesh Sivan, the Torah tells us, "V'chodesh Hashlishi, l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'ayom hazeh." The first pasuk that we're going to be reading Shavuos morning, "B'ayom hazeh ba'u Midbar Sinai." So we see that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is connected to Midbar Sinai. "V'yisu me'refidim v'yavoyu Midbar Sinai." Again, the Torah stresses twice. One pasuk after the other, that they came to Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar, and then Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hahor. They reached this level of total unity, Keish Echad Belevech, which can only happen through humility, as they came to the Midbar. They left Rephidim. Rephidim is where Melchemes Amalek took place, and many Sifrei Historia tell us, we know that Melchemes Amalek happened in the Chodesh Iyar. And it happened, Bepashtus, in the last week of Iyar, the week of Yisoid, because Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech, Miloshen Mikra, Amalek is Metamei Klal Yisrael, tries to contaminate Klal Yisrael, the same way that in Mitzrayim was Shtufei Zima, Mitzrayim, Asher Besar, Susim, Besarim, Zirma Susim, Zirmasim, Besar Chamoirim, Besarim, Mitzrayim is the Tuma of Rahav. It's known that Mitzrayim are called Rahav. Rashi brings it at the end of Vayeshev. Ashrei Asher Son Hashem Miftachoi V'leifona El Rehovim. Pasuk in Kapitel Mem of Tehillim. Fortunate is the person who puts his faith in Hashem and not in Rehovim. Rehovim are nobles. Mitzriim are called Rehovim. Rahav means arrogant people. The Mitzriim were arrogant. The Klipa of Mitzrayim, Tumas Mitzrayim is the Tuma. Ervas Ha'oretz, Mitzrayim is known for this Tuma, for the Tumas Keri, the Hepech of Shmiras HaYisoid, and the whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to leave Mitzrayim, to remove ourselves from the Tumah of Mitzrayim, which Be'emes, every single day we talk about that. Every day, a Yid every single day mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that's really the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to remove oneself from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Every day we say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, which comes after we say, V'lo Yisosuru Achrei Levavchem Me'achrei Einechem, which is Minus and Znus, which both are referred to as Keri. Keri means literally Tumah, and it also means coincidence. They go together. One who is Metame himself eventually attributes everything to coincidence. He doesn't believe in Ashkocha anymore. This Tumah leads to Kfira, Minus, Znus and Minus, and then the Torah says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is. Yitzias Mitzrayim is that we have to leave the Tumah of Mitzrayim, the constraints, Meitzar, Miloshen Meitzar, Min HaMeitzar Karosi Kor, and bring ourselves and elevate ourselves and bring ourselves to Har Sinai and to Midbar Sinai. Midbar Sinai is the Hepech of Mitzrayim. If when we left Mitzrayim, there was a break. We came to Rafidim, Miloshim Rifya and Yodayim, as Chazal tells us. That's when Amalek comes, Asher Karcha Baderech. Eventually, Klal Yisrael removed themselves from the Tumah of Amalek. They battled Amalek. They won. And Vayisu Mei Rafidim, they did Shuvah, as Rashi says. Vayachanu B'Midbar Sinai. They left Rafidim, Rifya and Yodayim, and they came to Midbar Sinai. So Midbar Sinai is the Hepech of Rifya and Yodayim. Midbar Sinai was the goal, to leave Mitzrayim and to come to Midbar Sinai to receive the Torah. In Mitzrayim, there couldn't be total Achdus. Mitzrayim, the Tumah of Mitzrayim does not allow for that. Tumah of Mitzrayim, which is arrogance, Yeshus, Gaiva, the Hepech of Bittel, the Hepech of Achnova, Anova, there can't be any Achdus. And there can't be any Shmiras HaYisoid. They go together. Without Yiras Shamayim, without Bittul, there is no Achdus and there is no Shmiras HaYisoid. The two necessary components, the two necessary requirements in order to receive the Torah, there has to be Achdus and there has to be Kedusha. And that level they reached on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, by Yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'or, and they were Zoichet to V'sein Chelkeinu B'Soir HaSecha. We say every day, V'sein Chelkeinu B'Soir HaSecha. Every year has a Chelek, a portion in Torah. Every year is a chelek of Hashem. Pasuk in Ha'azinu. Ki chelek Hashem amoi. We say every Shabbos of the weeks of Sfira. Kol Yisrael yesh lohem chelek. So every year has a chelek. Every year is a chelek of Hashem. And every year has a chelek in Torah. An ois in Torah. Ki chelek Hashem amoi is begematria oimer. Begematria yesh. Kol Yisrael yesh lohem chelek lo'olam haba. Every yid has a yesh. Every yid bereishis is barasa yesh. Every yid has a yesh shin yud. The shin yud olam is that Hashem is manchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik that we learned about in the last mishnah of Shas and Uktzin. The job of a yid in his lifetime, and especially during the days of Sfira, is to enhance his chelek, to reveal his chelek. Ki chelek Hashem amoy. Every yid is a chelek of Hashem. That's why the number of psukim in this parasha, where it's revealed that every yid is a number, and not just a number, but every yid is part of the count of Sefer Bamidbar. Every Yid has chashivus. Every Yid has a yichus, because every Yid was nizar and shmiras hayisoid, which is why the Torah was given to them and not to the umayis ha'olam. Is chilkiyahu chelek Hashem. Every Yid has a chelek, which every Yid reveals his chelek in Hashem, his chelek in Torah, before Matan Torah. As we prepare for Matan Torah, we reveal that chelek. And we say in davening, v'sein chelkeinu b'sayrasecha. Chelkeinu b'sayrasecha is b'gematria v'ayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'or. When klal Yisrael are be'achtus, they're zoicha to their chelek in Torah. When they're not zoicha to their chelek, the way it should be. We know what the Svarim tell us, that v'sein chelkeinu b'sayrasecha is Rosh HaTevis, ches beiz vav, which stands for the shame. One of the shameless of Ayin Beis is Ches Beis Vav, which is Rosh HaTevis Chayil Bola Vayikianu. It's a pasuk in Eiv, which is what was supposed to be Mechavein in the bracha of Tekab Shoifa Gadol L'Cheiruseinu V'Sonei Slekabitz Goli Yoseinu. And at the end it says there, Mekabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael. When you skip the letters there, there's a Ches and a Beis and a Vav with an interval, an equal interval. That's the Kavana Ches Beis Vav Chayil Bola Vayikianu for Shmiras HaBriz, Shmiras HaYisoid. That the tuma chayil bala, the tuma swallows the kedusha vayikienu and it spits it out. Eventually it was zoicha to tikkun hayisoid, the nitzutzos that fell, that when the spas there are gathered, v'kabetzenu yachad meher me'abe kanfos ha'oretz la'artzenu mekabetz nitchei amo Yisrael. That's what was supposed to be mechaven. This shein of ches beis vav. Tell us the sifrei kodesh. V'sein chelkeinu b'sayrusach is Rosh HaTevis ches beiz vav. If one wants to be zoichet his chelek in Torah, he has to be nizar in that which this Shem ches beiz vav chayil bolav ha'ikienu stands for. So we see that in order for one to be zoichet his chelek in Torah, a person has to be nizar in Kedusha and in hachno'a v'anove in achdus Yisrael. They go together. And the way it works is bittul. When one humbles himself, when one totally submits himself to the Ratzon Hashem, which is what Nasa V'Nishma is all about, then a person could connect with another Yid. As we mentioned, Chodesh Iyar is the month of Vav. Every month has created with a different letter. Iyar is the letter Vav, which the letter Vav is the letter of connection. In Iyar, one has to connect with another Yid. One has to work on his tikkun hamidos in order to be able to connect with another Yid. One has to humble himself. One has to work on the midos of hachno'a v'anova, which enable us to be zeichet to vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'or. And at the same time, yiras shamayim iyor Rosh HaTevis roitza Hashem es yireyav. The more hachno'a, the more one humbles oneself, the more one is zeichet to yira, which is what Midbar Sinai symbolize. Midbar Sinai, a midbar in general, as we mentioned before, what Rashi tells us in Kedushin, a midbar brings a person to Yira. Midbar is bittul. The first day when they came to Har Sinai, the pasuk says, "Bayoyim hazeh bo midbar Sinai," says the Gemara, nothing was said that day. "Bayoyim akama loy omar lehu veloy midi." Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say a word. No one said a word. No one had to say anything. There was nothing to say. Total bittul. The Nefarshim asked, like, what were they doing? They came to Har Sinai and they just stood there. Then the next day, on Beis Sivan, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu began telling Klal Yisrael what's expected of them, Yom HaMiyuchas, and then Prisha V'Hagbola, and then eventually Matan Torah. But the first day, when they came to Har Sinai, they were zeichet to such a level of bittul that no one spoke. Total humility. In fact, that's what's meant in the Dayenu. We say, Ilu kervonu lefnei Har Sinai v'loi nosa amonu es ha-toyra Dayenu. How could that have been sufficient? What was the whole purpose of leaving Mitzrayim? Just to stand around the mountain? That was the whole thing? The terrorist says, that was the whole thing. The whole thing was to be zoicha, to bittul, to yira, to achdus, to achno'a v'anova, to shmiras ha-yisoid, which they were zoicha to on that day. It wouldn't have lasted, though. Of course, they needed a Torah afterwards to make sure that it remains. But on that day, they reached that madrega by Yisu Merefidim, by Yavoyo Midbar Sinai. Memeilu, we can understand why this parsha was chosen to be the parsha that's mafsik between the Toichocha of Bechukoisai and Shavuos. In the Toichocha of Bechukoisai, we see clearly what the Toichocha comes from.
There the pasuk says,
"V'imtelchu imi keri v'loy soivu l'shmoy ali."
What does keri mean over here?
Rashi translates keri meaning aroi, temporary, not someone who's not serving Hashem bekvius. He doesn't serve Hashem with consistency. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Keri loshon aroi.
Then Rashi says it also is a loshon of tuma, and it also is a loshon of kashius oirev,
which Rashi says means people, those who rebel against Hashem.
And those who don't see Hashgachas Hashem in each and every detail of their lives, but they attribute it all to coincidence.
Ashakorcha baderech.
Menachem Pirsh Loshen Meniyah, they refrain, they stay away, they don't want to come close to Hashem. And Unkelus says Loshen Kushisha Makshim Libam Lihimona Mehiskare Veloy. They don't want, they're stubborn and they don't want to come close to me. And Hashem says, if you serve me that way, then I'm going to treat you the same way too. V'halachti imochem b'chamas keri.
Chamas keri, with anger, and it's going to seem like chas v'shalom that everything is a coincidence. But we don't feel the hashgachas Hashem. That's because we're not serving Hashem properly. So the toichacha is that we feel chas v'shalom as if Hashem is treating us b'chamas keri. So the klola is b'chamas keri, and the bracha, the tikkun of b'chamas keri is to come to shvuas totally, with total yiras shemayim, with total hachna'a v'anav, with total emuna. We hear the anoichi Hashem alekecha shehoitzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, the whole idea of Matan Torah. The first mitzvah which Hashem reveals himself is that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. There is no more Mitzrayim. There's no Tumas Mitzrayim. There's no Bachamas Keri. Bachamas Keri is Begematria Atzeres. Because Atzeres is the hepech of Bachamas Keri. We find this many times. The Arizal says that you could have two words that have the same gematria and they're opposites. Like Nochosh is equal to Mashiach. What's the connection? So the Arizal says, because Mashiach will rectify the chait of the Nochosh. The lowest level is Bachamas Keri. The greatest punishment is when Hashem himself, Rachman al-Etznam, deals with us Bachamas Keri, which is a punishment for Vimteilchu Imi Keri, which is Ashakorcha Baderech, which is rooted in Amalek and Mitzrayim. What's interesting is Amalek came in the week of Yesoid Dafka. This week is when Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael. Ashakorcha Baderech, in the week of Yesoid, in the week that we were trying to remove the Bechina of Keri, that's when Amalek came. The greater the time, the lower it's possible for a person to fall in such a time. It's Yadua that in very, very great moments, many times the Satan mixes in and brings tremendous yiridus. We see this by the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel took place at the time when Klal Yisrael was supposed to reach the highest levels, receiving the Luchais on Shavasa B'Tamuz. It would have been the Tikkun HaSholem, the same thing with the Meraglim. We see this throughout history. And where else do we see this? B'negeya to this week, which is the week in which Amalek arrived. We also see it in Parshas Bahaloyscha. In Parshas Bahaloyscha we see that it was this week when Klal Yisrael also ruined it for themselves. Today, Chaf Iyar, today was Chaf Iyar, was the day when they left Har Sinai for the first time. The first time they left Har Sinai after being there for practically a year was Chaf Iyar. And there the Torah says they were about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yisrael, we are entering Eretz Yisrael now. He wanted Yisrael to come with them. And Rashi tells us, Miyad at Shloisha Yomim Anu Nichnasin La'aretz. I always made note of this, that the week of Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel Iyar is a very, very auspicious time to go to Eretz Yisrael. This is the time we were supposed to enter Eretz Yisrael at this time. What happened instead? The Chet of the Misayinim. The Chet of the Misayinim began in the week of Yesoid, where the Hasafsaf Hashem Bekirba Hisavu Ta'ava. Zochanu es hadoga asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam. Or what it says later on, Vayishma Moshe esom boichel l'mishpachosav, and Rashi tells us they were crying that arayos were prohibited to them. Aliskei mishpachos, aliskei arayos ha-nesaros lehem. Why dafka this week? Because this is the week of Yesoid, the week that was supposed to be mesakein dizinyonim. Dafka in this week is when this happened. The chet of the Misayinim happened in the week of Yisoid, just like Amalek came in the week of Yisoid, which tells us how powerful this week is. The Tumah is margish.
The Tumah feels how high Klal Yisrael can reach, the Madrega that Klal Yisrael could reach in the Yemei HaSfira B'chlal and in the 6 week of Sfira B'frat. So Amalek tries to interfere. Mitzrayim, what do we say about Amalek? Zocher Eis Asher Asalcha Amalek Baderech B'tseisachem Mimitzrayim. They're trying to interfere, they're trying to ruin are the Bechina of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's interesting, the words Yitzias Mitzrayim are the Gematria Mitzvah Sfira. The Mitzvah Sfira. The Mitzvah of Sfira is Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the whole purpose. The purpose of Sfira is to go out of Mitzrayim. Working on our Midos, humbling ourselves, elevating ourselves, sanctifying ourselves, Befrat in the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, which is the schus that Klal Yisrael had to be zoicha to Kriyas Yamsuf. By Kriyas Yamsuf it says, Vayar, Hayom Ro'a Vayonois. We know what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Hayom Ro'a Vayonois, Chazal say, what did the Yam see? The Yam saw Vayonos Vayetze HaChutza. The Yam saw Yosef running away from Eishes Poitifa, and for that reason, the Yam split. Now what day was that? That was Shvi Shel Pesach. Shvi Shel Pesach is called Atzeres. In the Torah, by Yom HaShavi, Atzeres LaHashem Elokecha. So we see that Atzeres, Shvi Shel Pesach, is connected to the Midah of Yosef, because the Yam split, because Ro'a Vayonois, Shvuis, is called Atzeres, Menu Ve'itzru, the Lashon that is used in Shulchan Aruch, that Bamidbar has to come before Shvuis, the Minyan of Bnei Yisrael has to come before Atzeres, Atzeres Dafka. We're referring to Shavuos now as Atzeres, which means to refrain, as mentioned before, to be able to hold oneself in, to be able to control oneself. That's the idea of Atzeres, the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik. It was proven when Klal Yisrael were counted. Klal Yisrael were counted in this parasha. They brought their Yichus brief, and they brought Sifrei Yichusehem. It was proven, they were able to testify, they were able to show the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, that they remained separate from the Goyim, separate from Arayis, separate from intermarriage, from the time they were in Mitzrayim until today. The Sifrei Yichus that they brought was Eidus, that they deserve the Torah. And every year, even though this happened after Matan Torah, this is after, but every year we read this before the giving of the Torah. And the name of the parasha, Bamidbar suggests that the Hachana to Torah is Midbar, the Hachana to Torah is Bittul. The Hachana to Torah is that one has to be like a midbar in order to be able to receive the Torah, which means a person has to be hefker, a person has to be v'nafshi ke'ofar la'koil tihiyah before Pesach Lidi b'slei resecha, which we say every day in Elokai Nitzar at the end of Shemayna Esrei. Because without Hachna'a v'anava, without the humility, without bittul, it's not possible for a person to be able to be mesakin in his midos. Midos ra'os are rooted in gaiva and yeshus. As we mentioned in the previous weeks, Mehochel Chermesh Bakoma. We have to humble the erect posture that we have, the arrogance that we're born with, Adam Ayur Peri Yivol, that every person is born with animal instincts that make us stray. The animal instincts, which Gaiva is the root cause of all Taivis and Midois Ro'ois, that's what we're here for. That's Mitzrayim. And we're here to remove Mitzrayim from ourselves. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the purpose of the entire life of a Jew, is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Until Mashiach comes, we're always involved in Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll be frat during the days of Sfira. And we can never forget that. And that's why every day, Ani Hashem Olekechem Asheroi Tzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, over and over and over again, we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that is the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to go out of Mitzrayim, which Mitzrayim is Yeshus and Gaiva, Mitzrayim is Tumah, Erevas Ha'oretz, where Yosef goes first in order to prepare for Klal Yisrael, but they should be able to withstand, to be able to endure, to be able to separate, even in Tumas Erevas Ha'oretz. And in that schus, we had Yichus, and that Yichus is what enabled us to receive the Torah, which the Goyim don't have. Emes, Torah itself doesn't require Yichus. And a mamzer Talmud Chacham is koyd melechayin god la'ma'oretz. And the Torah is hefker la'koyl, and anyone can learn. And it doesn't matter what a person's past was. Adarabba. When Shavuos comes, we're like reborn. We start over again. In fact, the days of Sfira is a time for us to become new people. The word Leda means birth. Leda, Lamed Yud Dalet Hey is equal to 49. The 49 days of Sphira is a Leda. Vayisyaldu al Mishpachaisam. We see in this week's parasha, the Eila Toildais Aharon Moshe, Rashi brings here, that the Pasuk tells us these are the children of Aaron and Moshe, and yet the Torah only mentions the children of Aaron. Moshe's children are not mentioned here. So Rashi asks the question, and Rashi answers that from here we learn out, Kol ha-melameid es ben chaveiroi Torah mala olav ha-kosav ki ilu yilodoi. If a person teaches someone else Torah, it's like as if he is his father. Bonim atem la-Hashem aloikecha v'shinantam levonecha elu ha-talmidim ovi ovi rechav Yisrael. So Torah recreates us. Through limud ha-Torah, a person is born again. Not to confuse that word, chas v'shalom, with the others who translated that way, but a person is zeichet to a leida chadasha by siyaldo al mishpachaisim. A person is zeichet to become a new person, of fresh and new, every year as we prepare for Matan Torah. It's interesting that the combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Sivan, every month has a different combination. The combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Sivan is the words the Arizal taught, Yedoisav Uletzela Hamishkan Hashenis. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei of Chodesh Sivan. Yedoisav Uletzela Hamishkan Hashenis, which is Yud Vav Hei Hei. That's the combination of Hashem's name for Chodesh Sivan. What's the shaychus between Yedoisav Uletzela Hamishkan Hashenis to Chodesh Sivan? What does that have to do with that? That pasuk is talking about the Mishkan. It's talking about the pegs at the bottom of the boards. On the second side of the Mishkan, says the Divrei Yecheskel. The Divrei Yecheskel was the Shun of Arav, the son of the Divrei Chayim. So he translated it like this. He said, Yad means Koyach. We find many times the Torah uses the word Yad. The Yad Yisrael is Hayod Hagadoy. The Yad means Koyach. He says, Yedoisav, what's the Koyach of the Yid? Uletzela HaMishkan HaShenis. That he has a second, he could turn to the Mishkan a second time. Tzela means to turn, he says, like to side. Utsela HaMishkan HaShenis, that a person can turn to the Mishkan Shei a second time. Means that a person could be misakein himself, that a person could work on himself, a person could change himself. Every year before Matan Torah, we have the Yemei HaSefira, which clearly, even though the first time around, perhaps we were not on the Madrega of, we didn't have to become Bali Tshuva because we didn't have the Torah yet. But every year during the days of Sefira, we are misakein ourselves. We have the Koyach, to start again. We have a second chance. The first pasuk by Yadabar Hashem El Moshe, the Midbar Sinai Be'oyel Moye, the Torah is teaching us that Torah has the power to transform people, time, and place. We know that the world was created with three dimensions. There's Oylam, Shona, Nefesh. There's time. Time is also a creation. There's space, place, the physics of this world, and then there are people, nefesh, oylam shana nefesh, zman, mokoim, nefesh. We see right away here at the beginning of this parasha, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, b'midbar Sinai b'oyel moyed, a midbar is transformed into oyel moyed. A midbar is a place where nothing exists. It's desolate, it's a wilderness, there's nothing there. Total empty, it's void. People don't live in a midbar. Yet, Klal Yisrael turned Midbar Sinai into Oyhel Moyed. The purpose of the Torah is to transform from midbar to Oyhel Moyed. The same thing with time. Be'echad l'chaydesh hasheni. Be'echad l'chaydesh hasheni, where time can be sanctified. With the Koyach HaTorah, we are able to be makdish, to be makadesh zmanim. Makadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Kiddush HaChaydesh. Ibur Hashanah, with the Koyach HaTorah, time can also be elevated, and time can be transformed. So in the same, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe, the Torah is teaching us that because, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe, because there's a Torah now, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe, which is the Torah, we're able to, b'midbar Sinai b'oyel moyed, number one, we can transform Mokoy midbar to oyel moyed, to Hashras Hashchina, and the Echad Lachoydesh Hasheni, which is the Rosh Chodesh we're talking here about. And then the next pasuk, Su'u es Rosh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, that every Yid can have a Hisnasus, every Yid can become elevated, every Yid becomes a Chelek of Hashem, as mentioned before, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, and all this takes place, Letzeisom Me'eretz Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says here. On our way out of Mitzrayim, when we leave Mitzrayim, if we leave Mitzrayim behind, If we leave Mitzrayim behind, we remove the Tumah of Mitzrayim, and we prepare for Matan Torah, we're able, with the Koyach HaTorah, to transform Makayim, Zman, and Nefesh. Therefore, we could understand why Chazal chose this parsha, this Shabbos, this parsha, to be the Hakchana to Matan Torah. The minyan of Bnei Yisrael, that's the yichus of Bnei Yisrael, and the fact that the name of the parasha is Midbar, is what it's all about. The fact that there's Kedusha in Klal Yisrael, the fact that Klal Yisrael reached this madrega of Midbar, Bayoim Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, Vayisu Merefidim, Hepech from Mitzrayim, in that zechus we're able to be makabel the Torah, which we see in this parasha, that Torah transcends, Torah supersedes even the concept of Bechayra, because the ones who are counted first there at the end of the parasha are the Bnei Kehos, Nosai Esroish Bnei Kehos Mitoich Bnei Levi, before the Bnei Gershon. The Bnei Gershon are first counted in next week's parasha. In Parashas Nosai, Nosai Esroish Bnei Gershon Gamheim, and the obvious question is that the Bnei Gershon were, the Gershon was older than Kehos. Gershon is the Bechor. So why is Kehos counted first? So Chazal say, what we mentioned before, the Mishnah in Hoiri is Mamzer Talmud Chochem Koyedim L'Choyen Godel Amaretz. When it comes to Torah, it doesn't matter who one is. It doesn't matter the family lineage. It doesn't matter if a person was a Bechor or not. Kehos was a greater Talmud Chacham than Gershon, so Kehos came first. Kehos were the ones who carried the Oroin. They carried the Oroin, which in it were the Luchais, because they were the Talmud Chacham, so therefore they were counted first. So Torah has the power to change. Torah has the power to transform. Even though one is a Bechor and one is not a Bechor, the one who's not a Bechor could be on a higher level because he has the Torah, the same thing with the Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Koydim L'Choyen Gadol Amaretz. So what's meant by Yichus over here, as mentioned before, what's meant by Yichus over here is the concept of Kedusha, the fact that Klal Yisrael have a Yichus, that Klal Yisrael were Nizar in the Kedusha of Yisoid and Mitzrayim, that's why they were Zeichet to receive the Torah and become the Chilkiyohu, the Chelek Hashem. The amount of Psukim is 159 Psukim, equal to the word Katan. When a person feels like a kotan, when a person feels humble, he's zeichet to become a chelek Hashem. And that's the connection between the name Pekudim. This chumash is called Pekudim. Pekudim could either mean counting. This is the chumash of counting, which means that every year has specific importance. Every person is a number in the minyan of Bnei Yisrael. At the same time, Pekudim also means Torah. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. And Pekudim also means missing. We find the pasuk says, V'loi nifkad mimenu ish, that there was no one missing. Or it says by David HaMelech, V'nifkadata ki yipokeid moishavecha. So the words pei kuv dalet could either mean counted or can mean missing. Chesaron or minyan, which really are opposites, because when a person humbles himself, V'nifkadata ki yipokeid moishavecha, Yonason says to David that my father Shaul is going to count you when he sees that you're missing. Because he told David not to come the next day, which was Rosh Chodesh, and if he won't be there, so then Shaul will remember him, and he'll ask about him, and then we'll see if he wants to kill him. He'll do it a whole sipur in the Sefer Shemuel. So, v'nifkadeta ki yipoke, pekudim, could mean counting, and it could also mean missing. When a person is missing, that was when a person humbles himself, he's missing, he's mechaser himself, he humbles himself, he submits himself to the Ratzon Hashem, he's mevatel, he annuls his existence, which is the whole idea of bittul. He's zeichet to be counted. And in that schus, he's zeichet to be mekabel the Torah, which is called Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. We should be zeichet to utilize this coming week of Sfira, this sixth week of Sfira, this great week of Sfira, which has in it the yahrzeit of the Ramchal. Ramchal was passed away on Yesoid, Shebi Yesoid, the sixth day of the sixth week of Sfira, is the yahrzeit of the Ramchal, who began his Sefer with the word Yesoid, Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. It's also the yahrzeit of the Heiliger of Shlomka Zvila in Eretz Yisrael. It's considered the greatest in the Midah of Yesoid, and his yahrzeit is in Yesoid, Shebi Yesoid. This is the week where in Eretz Yisrael, the six-day war started. This was a week that there was a tremendous Yisoiris by Yidin Bechlal in recent years. This is the week when we see in Chumash Amalek's arrival, the Chet of the Misoinim, only tells us what a great week this is. We should be zeichet to utilize this week properly. I mean, mekabel the Torah, taka b'kedusha, b'tahar, and b'zeichet to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, will be makriv the shtei halechem, two times lechem is begematria Yosef, as the Svarim say, the kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. We should be zeichet to see the hakrovas shtei halechem in the Beis HaMikdosh, Hashlishi im Yetzer Hashem this year.